You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, he is a Tuolumne resident, as in the town of Tuolumne. He also manages the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, and he's the CEO of Sonora Vets Helping Vets. We're talking with Aaron Rasmussen. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. I know you're a very busy person. You're heading up to West Point, and you're going to be representing Sonora Vets Helping Vets. Tell us a little bit about Sonora Vets Helping Vets.
Well, Sonora Vets Helping Vets has been around since about 2013, and I just recently took over this June because our founding member, Russell Carpenter, is battling cancer.
There's a store that you're helping to manage.
Yes. Part of Vets Helping Vets, one of the ways we raise money is we have a thrift store, and it's all ran by volunteers. And from the profits that we make from the thrift store, along with donations, we then turn around and provide a vet center and any other assistance that we can help local veterans with.
And where is the thrift store located?
It's located just above Hess, if you're going towards Tuolumne. It's on Cuesta Court. And follow the signs just off to the left as you're on coming up Cuesta Court.
You served in Iraq.
Yes, I did. I served in Iraq 04-05, 11-month tour. Actually, October 13th was our first couple casualties we had as a unit. So that's an anniversary date that's coming up that we honor.
Well, this is an election year, and during the primary season, you ran for a Tuolumne County Supervisor position. You never posted a sign on public property. You also did not make it to the general election. But now with the general election just 1 month away, political signs are popping up all over Tuolumne County. In fact, somebody put up a candidate sign along Tuolumne Road in front of the sign that welcomes people to the town of Tuolumne. What did you do to that candidate sign?
It was kind of a last straw for me. There was a political sign somewhat blocking our Welcome to Tuolumne sign and covering up our museum hours. And our museum needs as much help as it needs. And to have that being blocked is just completely unacceptable. It was the last straw for me. At the end of the day, signs have always, as a citizen, bothered me. It creates a lump in my stomach because it's honestly, to me, it's littering. It's trash. I have protested, I have used my rights, and I've held signs with my own two hands. I've put signs on my own property, my vehicle. When it comes to public property, to me, that's a neutral zone. And it is just getting out of control. I'm sorry.
Because of the number of signs that you're seeing everywhere now?
It's the number of signs. It's just people's names. It doesn't state their position. It doesn't state much of anything that they believe in other than their name. And to me, that's ridiculous. If you're a well-informed voter, you're going to look up the people that are running for office. And then also, if you're running for office, your message should be good enough that you don't need signs. You should be contacting people. You should be meeting with them, talking to them, getting on the radio, getting in the newspaper, going to your forums. That's going to be more effective. And also, honestly, honoring our countryside, our county, how beautiful it is. These signs are just horrendous. They look like trash. It looks like a dump. And many, many citizens agree with me. This is just not me complaining. There is a lot of us complaining. It's distracting. If anything, it's unsafe. All these signs, it's a waste. It's pollution. It's trash. It's littering. So at what point is it your right of freedom of a sign versus is it trash?
Aaron, are there more signs this season than in years past? Or what is it about this year that caused you to take somebody's sign?
I would have to agree with the assumption that there's more signs this year. And when you go down to the valley, it's almost commonplace down there, down in the valley. There's signs everywhere. And we're different. This community is different. Our core values are different than most of the state. And we treasure our beauty of our countryside. And so this type of political propaganda does not fit in with our community essence.
And let's clarify exactly what you're saying, because you did send a written message to all four Tuolumne County Supervisor candidates talking about the pollution of campaign signs on public property. How are they to interpret this? Is this a threat, or is it a message of enough campaign signs, or what are they supposed to take out of the message?
As a threat, I would say no. But in the, if I had anything to do with it, if I could push to say, hey, enough's enough with the signs, I certainly would push that agenda that we need less signs. So in that sense, yes, it's a threat because this community, these citizens, we're getting fed up. So you better pay attention. I would like to see in Tuolumne County, the people that put out the most signs are the ones that don't get voted. And I hope that makes a point across that we're, as a citizenry, are not accepting the way these signs are making our country look like.
What could the repercussions be for the fact that you did take somebody's political sign just outside of Tuolumne?
I'm not worried about the repercussions. I have lawyers on my side if someone really wants to get down and dirty. But the bottom line is, the golden rule is, you have the freedom to do whatever you want as long as it doesn't ill affect someone else. When you block a public sign, our town sign, with your political sign, you are therefore in the wrong. So if they want to fight this in court, that's fine. They know where to find me.
If they want their sign back?
Oh, they want their sign back. It's protected, and they can have it back anytime they want.
Just come see you?
Yeah, just come see me.
No physical threat?
No physical threat. But we're going to have a conversation of what that was inappropriate and unacceptable, and the citizens are not going to stand for it.
Before I let you go up to West Point, any last word?
Have a great weekend. Come out and visit us, and God bless America.
Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.